It feels pretty good to say that you hustle, right? It feels pretty good to be like, yeah, I get a lot done. I'm awesome. Like, I'm so productive. I fill my day with tasks and I just knocked them all out and whatever. And in fact, like on social media, whatever, Instagram, whatever, there's this total hustle culture, especially in the entrepreneurship space, in the startup space, in the marketer space. Like, oh yeah, like I'm a hustler, like I hustle, whatever, like hustle and grind, all of that. And what we don't see behind that hustle culture is that people hustle and grind and hustle and grind until they crash. And they never post it on Instagram that like, oh man, I just completely wasted the afternoon because I wore myself out expecting so much myself, expecting myself to be able to perform at some inhuman level. And one of the phrases that comes out of that hustle culture is, I'm going to give 110%. I'm going to give 110%. Like, I'm going to do better than my best. And here's the thing. Giving 110%, expecting yourself to consistently do better than your best, is absolutely toxic. And as good as it feels in the moment when you're able to successfully do it, it will destroy you if you expect it as an ongoing strategy. And that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so tell me if this sounds familiar. You start the day off, you have some big plans. You have a big to-do list, you have every intention of getting lots of things done, you're feeling good at the beginning of the day, all the best intentions, right? And maybe you do start strong. Like you knock a few things off the to-do list, you have a call, the call goes well, you get on the next thing and the next thing. Maybe you skip lunch because you're feeling so productive, and then you're getting more things done. But then something happens. And maybe it happened early in the day, or maybe it happened much later, but you eventually fall a little behind. You don't have the energy to like do that next task at 100% or 110%, like given 110%, right? You don't have the energy to do that next task at 110%. And then you're thrown off your schedule, you're thrown off your expectations for the day, and suddenly you're feeling like, oh God, I messed up again. I failed again. I was going so strong and I got it wrong and I'm not, oh, dang. Why can't I be good enough? I see those people that are like knocking everything out of their to-do list on Instagram, like by 11 in the morning. And how come I'm not that good? And you crash and you feel freaking terrible for the rest of the day. And maybe the next day, and maybe the next day, and you just have this long recovery period from like sprint until you crash. And then it takes forever to like get back on your feet again. And it's this constant cycle of I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure out how to give 110%. And then you do it for a minute, and then you crash, and you feel like you are a worthless, miserable human being, and it takes you forever to get back, and then you do it again, and then you crash again, and it's just an endless cycle, right? That's so familiar to me, and pretty uncomfortable. But like that's what hustle culture tells you that you should be good enough to do. That's what hustle culture tells you that you should expect of yourself, that you can give 110%, which like by definition, there is not 110% of your best. Your best is your best. And you cannot do 110% of your best. You can do 100% of your best maybe, but what's happening is you're glorifying this unrealistic standard. And yeah, Instagram glorifies unrealistic standard. Newsflash, right? The culture on Instagram, the culture on social media glorifies an unrealistic standard. Surprise, surprise. But this giving 110%, when you apply it, it leads to this dichotomy of I'm doing it perfect or I feel shame. I'm doing it perfect or I feel shame. And the moment that things are not perfect, you're feeling like, oh, I'm a terrible human being. I'm not good enough. I'm flawed. Fundamentally, something is wrong with me. I don't understand why I'm so screwed up. And as entrepreneurs, we are immersed in this culture pretty much all the time. Like that is the entrepreneurship culture. And I recently started with this new like coaching. It's not a new service, but I newly started with this coaching service called Commit Action. And instead of like big picture coaching, which I've done a lot recently and in the past, this is very, very focused on actions and committing to very specific actions. And the founder of this is Peter Shallard. And he taught this concept of perfection or shame as splitting. Basically, we're split as entrepreneurs. If we're giving 100% at the beginning of the day, but we can't maintain this perfect standard that we've set for ourselves, we crash into this like shameful misery, right? And it's splitting. We're either over here, over here, over here, over here. And it comes from this expectation that we have for ourselves of giving 110%. Now, I didn't have the perfect language for this or the perfect understanding of this, but I was going through one of the member webinars that they offer to people who are part of their coaching service. And Peter was talking about in his work, he actually has a separate business, existed before Commit Action, that was Shrink for Entrepreneurs. And he's not really taking on new people for that, but he has a few people that he still works with. And that's like more ongoing, like deep coach, actually psychologist work with him. And he said one day he reached out to one of his clients and he said, how are you doing today? And the client said, you know, right now I'm at 7 out of 10, but if I have a few more days, if I have a bunch of days like this, I might actually build something. Now, it's a very humble statement, right? Like I'm at 7 out of 10. If I have a bunch of days like this, I might actually build something. And it is kind of deceptive because according to Peter, that guy went on to build his company to a valuation that he was able to sell it for $90 million. So a bunch of 7 out of 10 days lined up is a $90 million exit. So you don't get that from the splitting, from the perfection or shame dichotomy. You don't get that from hustle and grind and then crash and hustle and grind and then crash. You get that by being able to do 70% consistently day after day. 70%. Even if you don't hit 70%, maybe you hit 60%. Maybe some days you hit 80%. But if you're aiming for 70%, you're going to be a lot more forgiving of yourself. You don't need to be perfect every day. Sure, there's going to be periods of time where you're like super productive and there's going to be periods of time where you're not. But if you think about this like fitness, right? Somebody who runs a marathon is not going to run at the same speed as a sprinter. And most success, most business success, most any success is more like a marathon than a sprint, right? So if I'm trying to achieve whatever long-term goal that I have for myself, and I'm constantly trying to sprint and then stopping and being winded and having to catch my breath, and then sprinting and stopping and being winded and having to catch my breath, man, that's hard. But if I expect it to be more like a marathon where I'm not going to run as fast as I can, maybe I'm going to have periods of time where I have intervals where I'm running faster and then backing off and running faster and backing off, but my overall aim is to hit 70% consistently, that starts to be very powerful. And I'll tell you the exact same thing. Like the exact same thing applies to muscle building It applies to any kind of muscle, but I have an interest, a personal interest in getting really good at kettlebells. And I study Strong First, which is run by Pavel Tatsuin, who was one of the people that actually introduced kettlebells to America and made them popular. And he really focuses on how to build strength and research-based strength building approaches. And one of the things that they really focus on is you really do not want to be going for your one rep maximum, your 110%. With any kind of regularity, yes, maybe when you reach that moment in your training where you're like at competition, that's when you go to break your one rep maximum record. That's where you go to do 110%. But most of the time when you're training, you're aiming for 7 out of 10. You're aiming for maybe 8 out of 10. You're not aiming for your one rep maximum. You're lifting heavy, but not as heavy as you can. And importantly, you're not doing it 7 days a week. Yes, you can go a little bit lighter and you can do things 7 days a week, but you lift heavy 3 days a week. 2 to 3 days a week, lifting heavy is how you build muscle. It's how you build strength. That means there's a lot of recovery time. There is a lot of recovery time. And that's how our bodies work. Now, you can be more effective by having those lifting heavy times and then having some active recovery, lift heavy, active recovery, which is the same as the 70% approach, the 7 out of 10 approach. It's not about 110% every day because our bodies can't handle that in weightlifting. Our minds can't handle that in productivity. Like, we can't handle that. We're not made to give 110% every day. From time to time, we may try to beat our best. From time to time, we may try to go better than 100%. But on a sustainable, like regular basis, what we need to be focused on is consistency, and consistency at a level where we are pushing ourselves a little bit, we're being a little bit uncomfortable on a regular basis, but we are not forcing ourselves to some unrealistic standard of perfection. And then focus, like what this allows you to do, what this allows you to do is it allows you to do less, but do your less better. And so like in the commit action coaching, one of the things that they do is they make you define what is most important and they make time with you for what is most important. And they also acknowledge that there has to be some recovery time in there. There has to be some recovery time. So you cannot block your entire day. In fact, one of the things that they teach is that you block your important time in the morning, but you give yourself flexibility in the afternoons. Because if you're going to give 7 out of 10 every day and be able to maintain that 7 out of 10 pace, then you can't fill your day from dawn to dusk, like expecting this like massive productivity surge, and then wake up the next day and do it again, and wake up the next day and do it again. And so you have to focus on what's really important, what do I need to get done, how can I make sure that I get that done, and then give myself some flexibility, give myself some time for recovery, give myself some time for rest, make sure that I eat lunch. I mean, these things are important, right? And it's not about giving 110% because you will continually wear yourself out over and over and over and over again if you are not building in space for you to just back off. If you're trying to force yourself to sprint all the time, if you're trying to force yourself to give 110%, you are going to blow up at some point. It's going to be soon. It's going to be sooner. It's going to be later. Blowing up may not actually diminish your productivity, but it may ruin your health. It may ruin your personal relationships. It may ruin whatever if you're just a total workaholic and you're still giving 110% at work, but you don't have time or energy for anything else. Or you're going to give 110% everywhere and you're going to blow up everywhere. Whatever it is, that giving 110% mentality is toxic and it will hurt you. And so instead, think about, what is really important for me to get done? How can I make sure that I get that done? But then how can I give myself some forgiveness and flexibility and understanding when the million things that I could be doing don't also get done? The things that I would do if I had, you know, 110%, if I had an extra hour every day, if those don't get done because I don't have an extra hour every day? And then how can I use my time in the best possible ways that leverage it to the hilt and make myself the most successful that way? And I will say, like, as a Commit Action member, they do have a refer a friend program. So I've set it up. If you go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/commit-action, it will take you to a special page where you get $150 off. I also get credit too as a member. I don't get paid, but I get a discount in the future. So breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/commit-action if you do want to learn more about their approach. But either way, like, think about these principles and think about how, if you are able to consistently, here's a little bit of math that I did, right? Like, if we do this 110% approach, and that's 11 out of 10, right? Like, crank the dial up to 11. If we do this 110% approach, and we are able to do 11 one day, but then we have a bunch of days that are like 1, 2, and 3 for the rest of the week. Let's say we average 2 for the rest of the week. So we have 11 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. We have 19. Well, if we could do 7, if we could hit 7 3 days a week, that's already 21. That's already ahead of where we're at from this like perfection or bust mentality of giving 110%. And, you know, I buy into this because it's a sane approach to productivity. And honestly, it's not that different from anything that I've told you before, but it's much more direct. Like, back off the hustle and grind mindset, back off trying to give 110% all the time. Yes, occasionally you're going to sprint and you are going to give 110%. You're going to find a new personal best. You're going to have a massively productive hour or morning or day, or even week, but you have to give yourself time to back off because that is not sustainable on an ongoing basis, or you're gonna kill yourself metaphorically or maybe even literally. I hope not, but it's just like, I want better for you. And the way that you actually do better for yourself is you don't try to do quite what you're trying to do when you're trying to give 110%. That's my thoughts for you today. Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it. And if you give a 7, I'll count that as an 11. leave that comment below along with any takeaways, action items, insights, whatever. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it with folks directly in your life who would get value from it, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. And one more time, if you do want to check out Commit Action, like I talk about businesses like this because I am a customer and because I found it valuable enough that I think I would be doing you a disservice not to share it with you. And so you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/commit-action and save $150 off your first month of service if you sign up through that link. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10 value, maybe 11 out of 10, or maybe 7 out of 10 today. You know what I mean. And I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.